You're listening to Ask Dr. Gray Pre-Med Q&A. So let's talk about international students. International students, somebody who's not a U.S. citizen applying for medical school. Why is it so hard? Let's talk about that. So number one, schools typically like to see that your prereqs are done at a U.S. school. That's kind of the first barrier to entry. But what if you're an international student here already in the States, taking your undergrad at a U.S. school? You would say, well, am I considered a non-international student since I did my undergrad here? And the answer is no. The international comes in to play based on your residency status, not necessarily where you did your undergrad. So even if you did your undergrad at a U.S. school, you're still considered an international student. So that's kind of the first thing to get out of the way. The other thing to think about is, as an international student, if you do have your grades from overseas or from up north or down south, whether you're in Canada or Mexico, wherever you are, if schools, how they are going to look at your transcripts, how are they going to be able to translate your transcripts to our systems? How are they going to do that? So there's lots of things that come into play for international students, which makes it a little bit harder. But there are a couple huge, huge obstacles. Number one, a lot of schools are public schools. Public schools are typically supported by, funded by, in part, by the state. The state wants to train citizens, residents of that state, so that hopefully they stay in that state and practice in that state and contribute to the taxes in that state and the economy in that state. An international student isn't guaranteed to do that. An international student may want to come to the States, get their undergrad degree education, get their medical school education, and then maybe go back home to whatever country they're from to practice medicine with a U.S. education. A lot of international students want to stay here in the U.S. Who wouldn't? I mean, we are the best country, or Canada, to practice medicine in and to be a part of this amazing country. A lot of international students do want to come here. Medical school is expensive. Typically, students pay for that expense with federal student loans. Federal student loans are only eligible to permanent residents or citizens of the U.S. So a citizen, or if you have your green card, you're a permanent resident. International students do not qualify for federal loans. So when you are applying to medical school here in the U.S., you need to prove to the medical school that you have the funds to pay for it, that you're not going to go and stiff the school with a big fat bill for your tuition. It's important to think about. One of the other big things that students worry about is whether or not you're going to go on after graduation and be a productive physician and get a residency slot after medical school and go on and get your postgraduate training. The weird thing about medicine is that you can't practice medicine without doing postgraduate training. Kind of weird. Lawyers can go out and practice law as soon as they graduate law school. Dentists, I think, can go out and practice dentistry as soon as they graduate from dental school. Doctors can't go out and practice medicine until after they do, depending on the state, at least 1 year of postgraduate training, typically 3 years of postgraduate training. International students need to be able to get work visas to be able to stay in the States post-graduation, because they're no longer on a student visa. they need a work visa to stay in the States and practice. Typically, the hospital that accepts them or they match at is the one that sponsors their visa. Now, I've seen plenty of horror stories from students, residents, that are stuck in whatever country they're from. They can't get back to the States to start their residency, even though they've matched, even though they have a hospital that says, we want you to come here. There are visa issues that come up, and the hospital now is losing man hours or woman hours, human hours, because the resident is stuck in another country because of visa issues. A medical school doesn't want to have one of their graduates have issues with visas and not be able to get a residency based on that complication. Now, with our current administration, lots of visa issues for some countries. It's all in the news with what Trump did, the administration did with blocking this travel ban. A lot of physicians in some of those countries that were blocked couldn't get back here to do their training. They were out of the country for whatever reason and couldn't get back into the States to do their training. So schools want to be able to brag that they have great stats, that their students go on and complete great residencies. And if you are a student, an international student, graduates, and now has an issue getting into a residency because of visa issues or whatever it is, that looks bad on the school. And so they don't want that to reflect on them. Even though it's really not a reflection of them, they still, you are a graduate of their school, and they don't want that to be a reflection of them. So you have money issues, you have visa issues, you have the optics of whether or not a school is producing great students who can go and do residencies. There are lots of issues when it comes to international students coming to the States. Does that mean it's impossible? No. Canadian students. Canada's a little weird. Canada has the closest system to our system as far as education-wise and practice-wise here in the U.S. A lot of schools, some schools, consider Canadian graduates, undergraduate graduates, Canadian citizens as U.S. citizens. They'll look at you as a resident for purposes of acceptance. As they're looking at their applications, at their applicants, they will look at you and go, okay, you're from Canada. I see you as a resident of the U.S. We're not going to look at you differently. Obviously, for tuition purposes, that's different. But for acceptance purposes, they'll look at you as a normal student. There are some schools that are very friendly to Canadians. Michigan State's College of Osteopathic Medicine is one of those schools, and I'll actually have them on the podcast soon to talk about why they are so Canadian-friendly, what they're doing for that, and what the outlook is if you're a Canadian student, what you should be thinking about. There are other students. I'm working with a student right now who's in Canada. She's got an interview at Michigan State. She has an interview at another school, I think in Virginia. So there are schools that are Canadian friendly. They might not be international friendly, but they may be Canadian friendly. So if you are in Canada, you need to kind of separate and figure out which schools are Canadian friendly versus which schools are international friendly versus which schools aren't friendly to either. So there's a lot of work on your end to figure all that out. So lots to work on if you're an international student. Doesn't mean you can't get in here in the States, but it means there are more obstacles in your way. An MD-PhD typically is easier, but I wouldn't recommend an MD-PhD for you if you're an international student just because. You really, really still need to be interested in that MD-PhD path And when it comes to applying and interviewing, that's going to come out anyway, whether or not it's really what you want to do or should do. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of information. If you are an international student wanting to go to medical school here in the U.S., one other thing to keep in mind is you're going to need as good a stats as you can get to make sure that you are competitive. It puts you on another level compared to U.S. graduates. You really need to have top-notch stats to get in. So that's another thing to think about. If you're early on in your journey, get great grades, get a great MCAT score, get everything else that you need for a nice application. Tell a great story in your personal statement, your extracurriculars, and go from there. Hopefully that helps you as an international student. If you have any questions, again, give me a call, 617-410-6747, to call in your question here to ask Dr. Gray, pre-med Q&A. Thank you so much for joining me here on Ask Dr. Gray, pre-med Q&A. Did you know that we record these live on Facebook at 3 p.m. Eastern on most weekdays? Search for Medical School HQ on Facebook and like the page to be notified. If you want help with the MCAT, go check out the MCAT podcast at themcatpodcast.com.